Like everyone in New Orleans, Frank Panier and the Dewdrop Inn had a changing and unique relationship with the police over the years. This was due to the vagaries of segregation laws and their enforcement. Engineer and owner of J&M Studios in New Orleans, Cosmo Matassa, explains.
Again, you got to remember what the times were like. It was out and out segregation. And in New Orleans, you know, like I lived in what you would call today an integrated neighborhood. In those days, they called it a mixed neighborhood. But we didn't know we were integrated. Kids, mixed races, played together, ate in each other's houses, took care of each other when they were hurt, helped each other when they were out of work, which was often, and things like that. But the regulated part of our lives, you didn't go to school together, you didn't ride on a bus together, you know, those kinds of things. Socially, everybody was cool with being together, but legally you couldn't be.
The Soul Queen, Irma Thomas.
Well, the Dewdrop, in its own little way, was always integrated. I mean, there were some big-time movie stars that they wanted to go somewhere different. They wanted to hear, as they called it, good music. They wanted to be there, and Frank Panier was always making them welcome to be there.
So every now and then, the police showed off by coming down and busting you because you were there or something, you know, just to prove to the people in power that they were doing, upholding their segregation laws.
Singer for the vocal group The Spiders, Chuck Carbo.
That was a priest. I think his name was Father Donahue. And I remember we were in the club, the police came. And they noticed that this white guy was in the club. And when the police came in the place, they looked and saw Father Donahue sitting there. He sat there all day sometimes. Maybe not all day, but hour, 2 hours. They told him he had to leave. And he told him he wasn't leaving. They said to him, well, we're going to circle the block. And if you're not gone by the time we get back, we're going to arrest you. He told him, he said, well, take your time, because I'll be here. Don't rush yourself. And they came back. He looked, but it didn't bother him. Maybe because he was a priest. That would have been a hell of a thing to put in the paper that the police arrested a priest for mingling with blacks.
Tex Stevens remembers one famous arrest at the Dewdrop.
I can remember one time Zachary Scott, who was a movie star, who came in with his entourage to the Dewdrop with mostly white people. Of course, Zachary had one or two black people with him also, but the police came down there and put quite a few people in jail. They took them down to the precinct, but they didn't put them behind the bars. Well, Frank and them got out the same night, or the next morning or whatever. That didn't take none too long. She still had those ignorant laws on the books, but somewhere in time, things started beginning to slowly change. And from time to time right after that, other whites, local whites, would come to the Dewdrop and nobody would say anything. It's just that Zachary Scott was a movie star and it was in the newspapers and so forth and so on, and said that he was going to the Dewdrop. Then they found out about it and they started to say, well, let's go out there and check this out. That's not supposed to be.
Charles Neville.
Frank went to court about it because what the law said was that an owner had the right to refuse service to anyone. So that permitted any white business owner the right to refuse service to any black person. And Frank chose not to refuse service to the white people. He had money. But cops didn't like that. They would come in and just kind of pull a little raid and arrest some of the people. And one of the things that they did, they would arrest the girls and charge them with soliciting for prostitution, and arrest the guys and charge them with suspicion of narcotics. The suspicion charge was something that would hold you 72 hours. And then if there was no charges pressed, it would go. But it was like just to harass them and, you know, to scare them away from there. And if they came in and caught a white girl dancing with a black guy, then there'd be some violence. But when the case went to court, Frank won. And so there was an injunction against them to keep him from coming in there and messing with the patrons. So they wait outside.
Frank's daughter, Laura, remembers Panier's relations with the police.
I can remember sometime the police would come in around around Christmas and holidays and stuff. And Daddy had their liquor all ready to give to them. You know, they were looking for their little handouts. But that was part of the territory, too. You've been acting such a drag, you done put me in a trick bag.